And on what is National Food Bank Day, we're doing some things to highlight some of those food-related causes. As you know, and people who are listeners of the program know that we highlight the people, the places, the food personalities in a bunch of different ways, whether it's some of those great causes and people doing amazing things, whether it's those great events that happen, great restaurateurs, chefs, we cover and highlight a lot of that. I love the stories when there are people out there that are making things happen, that creating things that wouldn't exist otherwise. And that is happening right here in Chicago with Dion's Chicago Dream. He is a Navy veteran. He has come back to help out in an area that I think is universal and applies to everybody, which is food. Not everybody has everything in common. Food is a great common denominator. And Dion Dawson is helping to bring more things, more food to more people. Dion, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dane. How are you doing today?
Oh, well, I'm doing okay. How are you doing? It's as we get into, you know, what is a holiday weekend, and as school is starting, sort of I think the pressures on the community, they just sort of ramp up. Everybody's just got more stuff to do and worry about, and food is certainly in that picture.
Definitely, definitely. Food is always central to that picture, like you said. So, I mean, I've actually been asked quite a lot, you know, because I've been in the neighborhood even this morning, you know, running our fridge and prepping for our deliveries. And everybody just, you know, there's this frantic energy surrounding the holiday and food alike.
Yeah, people want to, it's, you know, people celebrate oftentimes with food, especially on Labor Day, and you want to have enough for the listeners, the uninitiated people who aren't familiar. Give them a little snapshot into what it is you decided to do, why you're doing it, why you're doing it, where you're doing it, and sort of the things that are happening with Dion Chicago Dream.
Oh, definitely. Dion Chicago Dream is you know, my passion, my nonprofit. We're a food insecurity fighting nonprofit based out of Inglewood, but we're focused on solving this problem everywhere. And, you know, through how we do it through consistency, through quality, and through connection. And so with Dion Chicago Dream, of course, we have a community fridge that we started last year on September 11th, a very important day for me as a Navy veteran. And we started it, and ever since then, every weekday, we've been filling this fridge with brand new produce every single day. And then not only that, but we also have started a delivery program that is actually delivering in a 45-mile radius to more than 110 households Chicago-wide, which basically combines the efficiency and effectiveness of the Amazon model and the reach of the HelloFresh model, which is Dream deliveries. And so, you know, on a week-to-week basis, at the minimum, we're providing 1,500 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables every single week, all brand new.
One of the things I think that is important to note is that these aren't necessarily Amazon people ordering it. Some of this stuff is there to support people who wouldn't have the food otherwise. Talk about it as we sort of get in fits and starts, come out of the pandemic. We feel like, hey, we're able to get out a little bit more, and then things get sort of constricted again. Is the inspiration for it, was it because the area has food insecurity and it's something that you can do? Was it because, you know, we have a situation where, you know, with the pandemic, people are stuck, the mobility issues are down? Talk about some of those issues related to what it is you're doing.
Oh, definitely. So when it comes to food insecurity, the solution has to be a direct reflection of the definition. And so food insecurity is the lack of healthy options. And so when we're talking about solving food insecurity, we have to make sure that our solution is consistent and it meets a certain quality level. And so we're talking about food deserts who don't have any grocery stores or any fresh produce. So when we're talking about solving food insecurity, what we did was the pandemic kind of exposed everything that we didn't have when it comes to our supply chain and when it comes to everything on reserve. And the things that we did have on reserve is gone now. And so now we're looking at, okay, as we get towards the back end of this pandemic safely, what new food networks were created? What new approaches were championed? What innovative techniques did we bring into the space to make sure that we're actually being as efficient and as effective as possible? And so with Dion Chicago Dream, we realized that, okay, you know what? We have to make sure that we get to the people, because the pandemic really crippled efforts when it came to people going to brick and mortar locations. And so with Dream Deliveries, we've been actually able to build a steady database, and we continue to build that database of households all throughout Inglewood and ultimately throughout the city, whereas we'll already have that equity built in with these families and these households so that we can get to them in spite of the pandemic. We can get to them in spite of violence, in spite of, you know, transportation, in spite of health. And that's what it's about. And so it's just actually, you know, looking at food deserts, looking at food insecurity, looking at hunger, and making sure that we're actually learning from everything we went through as a society.
One of the superpowers that you have, and I think one of the necessary things, we all know people who are hard workers and with the best of intentions, but they just don't have, I don't know if it's that X factor or understanding what you need to do to connect those very important dots. And the way that I became aware of you is through our mutual friend, Marcus Lemonis. People know him from his hit show, The Prophet, and how he got involved. He heard about what it is that you're doing. And that's what you do, I think, that is so important. So talk a little bit about sort of the, I don't know if it's guerrilla marketing, sort of the resourcefulness that you build into it to raise awareness for what it is that you're doing, not only what you're doing, what it could be, the impact it could have, and some of those partners that you've engaged with and maybe some you'd like to have.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, first and foremost, I'd like to thank Marcus Lemonis because he was receptive to our way of marketing. And for me and our team, it's not guerrilla marketing. It's just the power of our dream team network. And our dream team is not just, you know, the paid delivery crew or me or my board or my vice president or my mom or my family. It's everybody. It's other veterans around the world. It's other community workers. It's everybody who donated a single penny or more. That's what our network is. It's about being transparent in our communications and consistent so that if someone of Marcus Lemonis' status or stature or, you know, success looks at what we're doing, we can allow the work and what we put in it to stand on its own. And so when we reached out, you know, he said on Twitter, you know, hey, who else should we highlight? And for me, I'm confident in what we've done as a team and as an organization in solving our core problem. And so when we look at philanthropy, we have to get away from, you know, looking at the powers that be as this shadowy, oh, you know, they control it. No. Philanthropy is ran by good people, and it starts at the grassroots level. And so for us, we look at our core problem, which is food insecurity, and we figure out how do we start solving some of that temporarily now, which is what the Dream Fridge is, and how do we start moving that lever towards what we want it to be in the future, which is what Dream Deliveries is. And so when it comes to you know, my hard work, my team's hard work, and our network, you know, I commit to this every single day. And so, you know, every day before noon, we've, you know, updated LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram so that we can get this story out there. We're using technology to tell our story. And so, you know, these partners that we've been blessed to have, you know, we've created an amazing partnership with Mariano's, who, you know, who partners with us on Mariano Mondays. We have our other community partners. And so because of these partnerships, we go to the people that we feel would be a good fit, that has the same integrity line, that has the same work ethic, that wants to solve this problem. Because for us, philanthropy should not be a lifetime achievement award. It should be kind of like sales. It should be about, what have you done for me lately? And so with us being in the community every single day, we get to have those qualitative, those equitable relationships so that when it's time to really act on that information, we don't have to hesitate. And when Marcus Lemonis reached out and said, hey, you know, we see what you're doing. For every time this is shared, you know, we'll add $10 and things like that. We did not hesitate to mobilize and activate our network because we're solving a very, very important issue, which is food insecurity, that can be applied not only citywide, but worldwide. And so that's what Beyond Chicago Dream is. And it's about empowering all of these communities and empowering our organization to stand on its own, to not just be proud of being in the game, but to win the game. And we feel we are champions of people and we're championing food. food.
I mean, I absolutely love it. It's definitely an example, definitely an inspiration. It is something that people can take from wherever because of the universal nature of the problem and the solution. I love it when philanthropy shouldn't be a lifetime achievement award. Like you said, you should just mobilize and accomplish and those things. So as we let you go, Dion, and let the listeners know, we're talking with the one and only Dion Dawson from Dion's Chicago Dream. Give information where people can either get a hold of you, support, get involved, maybe get some food, get in on all the things that you're doing in whatever way is necessary or inspires them.
Definitely. Well, first and foremost, our organization thrives off the reoccurring donations of the people. It allows us to be flexible in how we meet that need. So they definitely can go to www.dionchicagodream.com to donate. And just like I donate reoccurring and my network does reoccurring donations, that is the backbone of how we can approach philanthropy and food insecurity our way. Please go to any social media network, type in Dion Chicago Dream, Dion apostrophe S, Chicago Dream. Follow our series on YouTube, Dreaming with Dion, where we, you know, kind of chronicle what we're doing. But that's what it's about. It's about joining something that's bigger than us. And for me, I am honored to really take care of not only, you know, my neighborhood and be a steward of my people, but also about really solving something that kind of hits home for me as a young man, because I've been insecure. Food insecure. My family has been food insecure. And so since this is something that is near and dear to me, you know, our goal is to make sure that we're being proactive and not only solving it, but continuing to reach out and show people that you don't need 30 years in philanthropy to know how to solve a problem and get better every day.
Yep. It is great stuff. It is inspirational stuff. You're doing the people's work, and no better time to highlight that than on Labor Day weekend. So, Dion, thanks so much. We are going to have links up at WGNRadio.com for all that. Thanks for what you're doing. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Continue the work, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Definitely, Dane. Look, thank you so much for everything you're doing for the food fight and for Chicago. You have a safe and wonderful weekend. And anything you guys need from us over at the Dream Team, we're more than happy to help.
We'll talk to you soon.